Joe.
Hello, buddy.
I've got here folks, a feller that right here that I've got is a dear friend of mine, and Al's, he's in his lap there. He's knocking a lot of that nut light I need off, sir. he's a dear friend of mine, and when I say a dear friend, do you remember when we started?
Yes, sir.
When was that?
Yeah, but I don't remember the date, but I do remember when you first came here with us.
Do you remember when I came over to the radio station?
Yeah, I remember when you first came to the radio station, too. Said you couldn't do it, and I put you on, made you work. Walked off and left you.
I'm
good for stuff like that.
Well, I tell you, Joe, listen, honestly, you've been a big influence on my life, and...
Well, I hope so, honey.
You have. It's good, a good influence.
I hope I've done something right. Sometimes I don't think I've done anything right.
Tell me just a little bit about yourself, Joe.
Well, I came up here as a little old country boy like you came to me from down in Irwin, Tennessee. In 1946, I've been here ever since, so... I think it's, 38 years or 39, going on 39, I guess, right now. Because, the 9th of June, I went out on the 10th show for Mr. Laird, 1946. And I've been here ever since. So...
Your hometown is down in...
Irwin, Tennessee, yeah. Unicoi County, right next to Asheville, North Carolina, and 15 miles on this side of Johnson City, Tennessee.
Well, now, you all have a old Joe Clark Day down there. They do.
That's the first week in October. They have one in my name down there now. I used to attend it, but it got to where I couldn't make all these dates, so they have it in my honor and give some little boy or little girl a schooling, you know, the whatever you call them things, you know, paper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I give them a certificate of old Joe Clark and sponsor them in college.
Well, now, let me ask you, Joe, how long have you had your real beard?
I've had this real beard since 1980.
So it's not but really the last 5 years then?
Yeah, just the last 5 years, huh? That's it.
Yeah, okay. Well, we lost one of our dearest friends here.
Yes, we did. We lost Jess Baker, one of the finest. He was just part of the barn. He was here when I came here, and he's just a part of it. And now whenever he left, it kind of took part of the spokes with him, you know, but...
Tell me some of your, can you remember, of course there's so much good fond memories about Jess, tell me something funny.
Well, it's the things, you know, like here on the stage last year, you remember? He'd stand out there and pull comedy with me. He was with me when I went to Washington, D.C. and to New York and all, you know, and he'd always tell about the things that I did, and he'd raise taters and... Put a big bunch of taters under a hill, and I thought it there. I'd raised them, and he'd went to the store and bought them, and it'd weigh a pound apiece. And I told him, I said, well, you can have the rest of them. I'll just keep this one row because I've got more taters than I need now, and that tickled him to death. But we won't forget him or Bob either one.
Yeah, well.
Jess was a lovable person.
He was, yeah.
Yes, he was. Indeed. Jess Baker was a buddy. He was more than a brother to us. He's a type of person that everybody wanted for a big brother, or if they was younger, they wanted him in the family as an uncle.
Yeah.
That's the kind of a fella he was. He is everybody's kinfolk.
Well, you know, I kind of felt like I was like his brother when I, you know, knew Jess. He was more like a brother to me.
Yeah, he was to all of us. Me and Jess, just brothers. That's all there was to it.
Well, Joe, listen, I appreciate you taking this opportunity, and I'm going to save this forever and ever.
Well, all right.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey.